The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome aboard to Cruise Radio, your home port for everything cruising and more. Subscribe to our newsletter and weekly radio show at cruiseradio.net.
From the Cruise One Studios in Jacksonville, Florida, I'm Matt Bassford.
And I'm Doug Parker. Follow us on Twitter at Cruise Radio and check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/cruiseradio.
On this show, we'll talk to Jeff Edwards about his latest book, Going All the Way, and his recent experience with norovirus.
Also, a very cool new cruising social networking site out there called meetoncruise.com. We'll be talking to the president of that site later, too.
But first, Stuart Sheeran, the cruise guy, is with us as always. This time, he is in Mexico. Hey, Stuart.
Hey, Matt. Hey, Doug.
Hey, man.
Where exactly are you?
Down in the Yucatan Peninsula. We're in Riviera Maya, which is between Cancun and Playa del Carmen. And it's a really nice resort area away from the nonsense and everything that goes on in Cancun.
All right, let's get right to the talking points. Disney is not only entertaining people on their cruises, they are rescuing people.
Disney Magic was involved in rescuing 18 Algerians who were lost at sea. So Disney Magic picked them up, 2,400 passenger, and they were actually between Gibraltar and Barcelona. And Algerians were stranded for 4 to 5 days. Several other ships were involved in the rescue, but it was Disney Magic that was able to scoop the passengers from the ocean and bring them on board, provide them with food and lodging. That's great news.
Well, props to Disney for doing that. Not to keep beating a dead horse, but where do we stand on Brownsville, Texas, with the port there?
Well, so far we haven't heard anything further, so that's good news.
Good.
And, Savannah's going to continue their attempt to get, cruise business. I don't think Jacksonville is anytime soon, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, that they're going to lose, they're prepared to lose their business that they already have.
Yeah, we're going to go down fighting on that one.
Yeah, so I agree with you that, when we've talked about this at length, I don't think Jacksonville's going out without a fight, and I think the business is going to remain there. But good news for Jacksonville. It's just, the problem with Jacksonville and Charleston being so close that it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense for Savannah.
Not to mention the fact that Port Canaveral wants to expand and add a new cruise terminal to make...
I think it's great news.
Well, it is great news, but I'm wondering if it could affect Jacksonville in some way.
I don't think so. I mean, Port Canaveral is the third largest cruise port in the world behind Miami and Port Everglades.
Yeah.
So, sprucing up their facilities, I think it's great. But also, I don't think that Miami and Port Everglades will be losing business anytime soon, considering they're a little closer to the Caribbean and, during these times of fuel conservation that, Canaveral will continue to build up more than, possibly where it is. I mean, NCL is going to be arriving next year. But, look, they want to grow, and rightfully so. It's a great port, and certainly with the popularity of Disney World and SeaWorld, Universal Studios, picking up, the more the merrier.
And this is American Idol.
Yeah, what is that we're reading, Stuart? That Holland America is going to be, what are they, contracting Idol talent to perform on their ships?
Well, I think that, with NCL boxing out Holland America, I just didn't think SpongeBob would be too appropriate on board the Holland America ships. I don't think the Smurfs were available, which many of the grandparents sailing would have known who they are. And certainly with the blue and white colors, it really would have matched. But Holland America is going to be bringing in Broadway and American Idol. I can't think we can call them stars, but people. To entertain their passengers. And, jokingly last week we talked about it at length, and we all were kind of like shocked because, we would have never seen this one coming. Considering that I'm not sure any slim majority would even know any of the performers from American Idol.
Yeah, but we've never heard of any of the performers on any cruise lines performing in any show. I mean, they're just entertainers.
Yeah, but certainly the demo in Holland America has at least heard of American Idol, so it could be a draw.
Yeah, they've at least heard of the show.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that was that may have been a marketing snafu there, but that's certainly a different audience than what would have been interested in American Idol.
Is this going to be a fleet-wide edition?
Well, they are talking about bringing it to its 15 ships, and they are talking about doing it with their brand new Amsterdam. So, yeah.
Stuart Sheeran, the cruise guy, will be back later in the show with your hot deals.
If you missed any part of the show or want to hear more, go to cruiseradio.net and click on Radio Channel, or go to iTunes and search Cruise Radio. Follow us on Twitter at Cruise Radio.
Very happy to have our next guest on Cruise Radio, president of meetoncruise.com. He is Faraz Qureshi. Welcome to Cruise Radio.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. Love the show.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. I love what you've done here. This is a website, meetoncruise.com. I want to say just basically a social networking site specifically for cruisers who are, just tell us more. Tell us about it.
Well, the LA Times calls it a social network for cruising, pretty much how you describe it. I just prefer to say it's a really easy way to meet other people to go on your cruise before you actually go on the cruise.
Yeah, it's cool and simple what you have to do. To explain the process briefly.
Yeah, so it's really simple. So it's very similar to any social networking site. You go on the site, you can sign up, set up a profile. In fact, you can even connect through Facebook so you don't have to enter in all the about me details.
Right.
As soon as you do that, you can simply put in the ship you're sailing on. Let's say you're going on NCL Epic, and you're going on September 10th, whenever that date is, you'll hit search, and then you'll be presented with an option to check into that cruise. And once you check into that cruise, you are part of the conversation for that particular voyage for NCL Epic.
I love it. And you cover all the major cruise lines and all their ships.
That's right. We've got all the major ones, and we're adding more every day. I cannot tell you how many emails I've gotten since the LA Times article came out, saying, hey, you don't have Seabourn, you don't have these ships. So we're working pretty hard to get everything added.
How did this site come to fruition? Were you just, tired of sailing by yourself or wanted to meet folks before you sailed or what?
You know, it's a good question. So about 3 or 4 years ago, my co-founder, Eddie, and I, we took a cruise. I think it was Carnival Liberty, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. And we just met some incredible people because, as you guys know, cruising is just a really social vacation. You're on this mini city with hundreds, sometimes thousands, as the ships are much bigger nowadays, of people. And, you know, we met some incredible people, and we said, you know what, there should be a way to meet these people before we go on the cruise and an easy way to stay in touch afterwards. And there just wasn't an easy way that we could find. Mm-hmm. So that's how the idea came about. And, you know, we sort of sat on the idea for a few years, and last spring I was looking for other things to do, and so was Eddie, and we said, you know what, let's do this. And we put it together and released it late December last year, and we've done really no advertising. It's just been word of mouth.
Wow.
And it's been fantastic.
I love it. Doug is very, very upset that he did not think of this idea first because he is so on the social networking tip. He's very, very bad. I also love your artwork here, the graphics on the site itself. I don't know who designed your site, but I love the kind of really, it's just cool cartoon kind of graphic you got going.
Yeah, thank you. Actually, a friend of mine designed the graphics.
And, we
want it to be a really relaxed, fun site. And, you know, we try to make sure all the words we put on the site are very fun and quirky. In fact, I actually had an email the other day of somebody who said, the relaxed theme alone makes me want to book a cruise.
Mm-hmm.
It's just very appealing and very attractive graphics. I love it.
Thanks. Thank you. We appreciate it. We worked hard on that. You know, and more than graphics, Matt and Doug, I think what's really important, especially to me, is a very good user experience. So it shouldn't take you more than 3 or 4 clicks to be in front of people who are going on your cruise. And you could say, hey, I'm looking for people to play poker with, or Bridge.
Yeah, let's go back to the Facebook feature. Okay. You have the connect with Facebook. So all I have to do is click, if I'm already logged into Facebook, just click connect with Facebook and boom, I'm there.
Exactly.
That's cool.
Yep.
And it imports your picture and everything from Facebook, or do you have to set?
Absolutely. Imports your picture, imports your About Me section, fills that in for you, and you're good to go. Now, we are going to put a little change in a few weeks where we'll have to ask for your email as well. But that's just one small step. But then you're good to go. You don't have to fill out any of the profile fields.
The site is meetoncruise.com. You've got to check it out. It's a really, really fun, cool site. Faraz Qureshi, the president of Meet on Cruise, thanks for being with us, man.
Thanks for having us, guys. Appreciate it.
Have you been dreaming lately about a romantic tropical cruise to the Caribbean?
Cruise One. Or how about a breathtaking scenic cruise to Alaska?
Cruise One.
Or how about the Mexican Riviera?
Or Cancun.
Cozumel.
Or New England.
Or Canada.
Or Italy.
Or Greece.
Or the Far East. Or how about a cruise around the whole world?
Cruise One. Got a dream vacation for you.
Cruise One.
Let us send you on your way.
Cruise One.
Number one in cruising nationwide.
Cruise One has more than 550 cruise specialists nationwide ready to help you plan your dream cruise. And speaking with a local Cruise One expert is as easy as calling toll-free 1-800-CRUISE and the number one. That's 1-800-CRUISE-1 or find us online at cruiseone.com.
Number one in cruising nationwide. Cruise One.
Each week we feature Porthole Magazine's Pick of the Week. This time, it's San Juan.
Yes, any cruiser who's been to San Juan knows that it's a great walkable city with lots of colorful architecture to admire, historic ports to explore, and good local flavor. Without a doubt, you have to go to El Morro, the picturesque fort that is practically synonymous with San Juan, and of course, tour the Bacardi factory. That's always a fan favorite.
Now, if you have more time or if you're there for a subsequent visit, consider playing one of Puerto Rico's championship golf courses, many of which were designed by well-known names in the industry, such as Tom Kite, Greg Norman, Robert Trent Jones. I don't know if you knew this, but one is the Trump International Golf Club in Rio Grande, which was a host to this year's Puerto Rico Open. Or there's the Wyndham Rio Mar Golf Club, the Dorado Beach Resort and Club, or the Bahia Beach Resort and Golf Club. As you can very well imagine, all boast incredible picturesque views amid lush tropical landscapes.
And speaking of picturesque views, if you've been to Puerto Rico, you surely must have had some beautiful imagery of the island. Now, one of those snapshots might just win you a trip back to this great destination.
Yeah, check this out. Porthole Cruise Magazine is currently running a Puerto Rico photo contest where you can win the grand prize of a 3-day, 2-night trip for two to the Conrad San Juan Condado Plaza, including airfare on JetBlue. Now, second place is a 3-day, 2-night stay for two at the Quality Inn El Porthole Hotel in San Juan. And three runners-up will receive a 1-year subscription to Porthole Cruise Magazine, as well as a Porthole goodie bag.
Just go to porthole.com by September 1st to submit your best photo depicting the beauty of Puerto Rico, and good luck to you.
We always, always love our next guest, Mr. Jeff Edwards. I could go on and on about your many credits. Former game show host and actor, travel guru, man about the world. But now, a published author, Going All the Way, now available on Kindle Books.
Yeah, you're right. And I have to tell you, it's only been on for a couple of days, and the first people that bought it have made wonderful reviews. It's a neat, fun book about a world cruise. Actually, about two, but I didn't want to give that away.
Right.
And it's like a behind-the-scenes look. It's a look at the real things that happen and not the baloney that the cruise lines put out.
Right.
And you'll get, I'm sure you'll get some laughs out of it. There's a lot of funny things that happen. And it's back a little ways in time, so you have to understand that. But it's really fun and good, and it includes a crash, a smash, and a almost sinking.
Oh, wow.
Now, first of all, I love the fact that I didn't have to even say, tell us about the book. You launched right into it. I love that. First of all, I got to tell you, only about an hour or so ago, because I have the Kindle Books app on my iPhone, I just dropped the $6, and I just bought your book.
Hey, crazy. I mean, great. And, Doug, you don't have $6?
Oh, Now I'm the cheap ass. I'm going to buy it.
Okay.
Tell us, recently you fell victim to norovirus. What ship was that on?
That was the Celebrity Constellation, and it was from Amsterdam up into Norway, three or four places there, and then back to Amsterdam. And it's interesting because I always thought that, you know, a ship has norovirus, okay, if you get it, you're down for 24 hours and it's not any fun, but, you know, that's it. But what happens is that the ship is trying to protect itself so much from the norovirus that all kinds of things that you would expect on the cruise are not there, and it really kind of dampens the entire experience. Just for instance, if you sit at the table and you want some salt and pepper,
yeah,
not there. You have to ask a waiter to bring it, and in his gloves, he'll pour the salt or pepper for you. But
wow,
it's not there. The news that they used to deliver to the door, nope, can't get it because they don't want anybody handling the paper. The library's shut on the cruise. And as you go past the buffet lines, you can't take a ladle and put the food out that you want to put out. The guy behind the line has to do it because you're not allowed to touch that kind of stuff. It just made it not so much fun. And then, of course, you're sitting eating dinner and somebody at your table gets up and heads out and you say, oh, one down. We had a woman at our table who was what I call a one-upper. And she was like, if you said, oh, I was in Singapore 2 years ago, she said, I've been there four times.
I know those people. Oh, I can't stand those people.
Yeah, everything that anybody said, she was better. And her husband got norovirus, and she comes to the table by herself, and she says, he has norovirus, but he has it worse than anybody on the ship.
I hate those people. Real quick, next time you're on YouTube, search Brian Regan, I Walked on the Moon, genius bit about one-uppers.
Jeff, for the folks listening at home, tell us exactly what norovirus is.
You know, it's a virus, and it has different forms. It changes rapidly. And it comes when you touch things that people with it have touched, and it causes vomiting and diarrhea and stomach pains. Mm. It only lasts 24 hours, but the vomiting is, you're not able to control it. In other words, you don't say, oh, I think I'm going to be sick, then you go someplace and get sick. You just get sick. And all over the ship, you'd see people with mops and stuff cleaning up someone's passage as they tried to get back to their cabin.
Kind of like George Bush Sr. at that Japanese dinner years and years ago.
Yes, right.
Where he totally just let
and he
it
may
loose.
Have had norovirus. It's the problem, you know, people can be on an airplane and four or five of them can have norovirus. And maybe, you know, in 4 or 5 days when you're home, you'll get sick. But on a ship, you're all together for a fairly good period of time. So, you know, you're much more aware of it.
Thank you. Dr. Jeff Edwards is our guest today with Cruise Radio. Now, what's worse of all is apparently if this happens, they don't refund your money. You're pretty much screwed.
Well, here's what we found out, at least on Celebrity Constellation. If you were down and got it and checked in with the doctor, they gave you $125, a check for $125. Now, it might have been cruise credit. I don't know.
Right.
And they asked you when you got there to sign the thing saying you hadn't been sick.
Right.
And then they tell you the ship has had norovirus, and you can leave if you want and go home, and they'll refund your money.
Oh.
But I'm in Amsterdam. You know, to go home costs about $1,000.
Right.
And I just got off the plane.
So it's a wash, really, if you...
Yeah.
If you, right.
And that's why I like to use a travel agent. I mean, I think people these days should use a travel agent, and they should ask the ship, do you have norovirus? Now, this is the third time this ship had gone out with noro. And when we docked at the end of the trip, they were determined to get it clean and disinfected. So we had to be off the ship at 6:30 in the morning. Then they took us to the airport, and it was like I had to wait 6 hours, 7 hours for my airplane.
Is there anything you can do to prevent it, or like any kind of vaccine or something to protect yourself?
No, there's nothing to really protect you. I mean, I like to take a bunch of vitamin C, but they just say wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands. Don't touch your mouth. Don't touch your eyes. Wash your hands. Wash your hands.
Right.
But you have to depend on everybody else to do that.
Right.
So now you get in an elevator. You got to press the button, right? And if somebody's had norovirus and press that button, then you may get it.
again, glad you're much better now. And go out and buy his book. Jeff Edwards recently put out Going All the Way, some fun cruise adventures there in that book. I know Doug's going to buy it soon.
Okay, and I reduced the price for you, Doug. It's $5.99 now.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Jeff.
Woo! Anytime, man.
And you can go to Amazon.com and do a search Going All the Way by Jeff Edwards. And by the way, that's with G-E-O-F-F Edwards.
Yeah. Just go to the ebook section.
Right. Yeah. It's all right there. I'm looking at it now. So always a great pleasure to talk to you, Mr. Jeff Edwards.
Same to you, Matt and Doug. I really appreciate it. And let me know, Matt, what you think.
If you missed any part of the show or want to hear more, go to cruiseradio.net and click on Radio Channel or go to iTunes and search Cruise Radio.
Stuart Shewer on The Cruise Guy is back with us and still in Mexico.
still haven't moved in the last 15 minutes.
No.
Let me tell you, this show has been really good today, and I think the listeners are really going to enjoy it. But I'll tell you, you know, one of the really neat things that people like to do when they do those Western Caribbean itineraries, yeah, is, you know, they're looking for activities and fun in Cozumel. And a lot of the seasoned passengers, we've really kind of done it. Cozumel is great for diving. There really isn't that much else. People think, we'll go to the beach when, you know, the beaches there are really kind of rocky. It's a diving mecca, and that's what it's about. But it's very close. It's a half an hour ferry ride over to Playa del Carmen, which is really a magnificent place to visit. Lots of shops and restaurants and things to do. And very close to there, they have tours to a facility called Ishkaret. And what's really neat about it, it's 200 acres. It opened up about 20, 21 years ago. And it's a place that you can swim with dolphins. They have an island of jaguars. As I said, it's 200 acres. There's all kinds of activities. I think the coolest one that we did was you float down this underground river. That you float about an hour. It takes about an hour to 80 minutes. My son figured that out, a seven-year-old, with
very
signs.
Bright.
Because people are blocking you, but it's a fun day to to go and visit. And really close by, they've got Explorer, where you can do 13 zip line towers, and you can do the amphibious vehicles, these ATV vehicles, and there's just a lot of activity very, very close. But a lot of people are planning to go to Tulum, and they think they're going to be hitting the pyramid in Chichen Itza, which is what I'm going to be doing this week, and we're going to have some very cool pictures, and we'll discuss it next week. But, heading back to some cruise deals.
Hold on, wait a minute, Stuart. Before you get to cruise deals, Regis here. You mentioned the ferries. Now, which one did you take? Was it Terry, Chris, or Xander? Sorry about that.
You're an idiot.
Kelly, Gilbert, no. All right, let's hear the hot deals.
First one off the bat, Celebrity Cruises Solstice, August 22nd, August 29th. I have not seen prices lower than this. Doing 7-night Eastern and Western Caribbean out of Fort Lauderdale, this may very be one of the absolute best deals of the year. For a summer sailing, $6.99, guys, for a balcony cabin.
What?
$6.99 on Celebrity Solstice. NCL's brand-new Norwegian Epic. There's still a lot of good deals left. $6.49 heading into the fall. I think it's actually going to be dropping soon into the $5.99. But, the Suite Complex, guys, is still getting rave reviews. Royal Caribbean's Liberty of the Seas doing 7-night Eastern and Western Caribbean. It's got some pricing from $6.99. I think we're going to be seeing that into the fall, coming in around $5.99. Balconies will easily be under $1,000. Freedom of the Seas out of Canaveral as well in the same price range. And we had some requests this past week for more information on Azamara Club Cruises, Azamara Quest, doing that January 8th sailing, which is the 14-night Southeast Asia from Hong Kong to Singapore, where it's going to go to Da Nang. It'll do an overnight in Ho Chi Minh City, 3 days and two nights in Bangkok. And the prices were from $75.99, and we're seeing it from only $39.99, which includes a veranda, round trip air, and a $500 shipboard credit. So there's some, some really great stuff. That's great news out there.
Thanks, man. Stuart Shewer on The Cruise Guy can be found at cruiseguy.com or on Twitter at Cruise Guy.
You can also follow us on Twitter at Cruise Radio and join our Facebook page, facebook.com/cruiseradio.
Next week, managing editor and publisher of Family Travel Network, Nancy Schroeder, will be our guest. Don't want to miss this show. If you're a family and you're about to travel, you got to catch this one.
It's going to be a great show. Also next week, more cruise news and commentary from Stuart Shearon, the Cruise Guy.
From the Cruise One studios in Jacksonville, Florida, I'm Matt Bassford.
And I'm Doug Parker.
And this is Cruise Radio.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.